Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 30th of July, Finding Rest for Our Soul. The Word of Christ is proclaimed to those who are weary. In this regard, we recall the invitation of Jesus who said, "Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden," that is, weary, "and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When Jesus says to us, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me," he is inviting us to join his offering and suffering journey. Each wounding event in the course of his journey was a travail involving death, burial, and resurrection. Through this travail, Christ died to sin as he laid down his life for us and fulfilled the works of obedience that belong to our sonship. Significantly, Christ was being restored at the end of each wound in preparation for the lesson and the multiplication of life that belonged to the next wound. Summarizing Christ's orientation to the seven suffering events of his offering journey, Paul said that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. We are weary and heavy laden on account of our carnal projections. This weariness and suffering belongs to the condemnation of sin. Each day, Christ calls us to be yoked to him. Through this initiative, we are delivered to a choice. We either respond in life as the rebellious thief did and find no answer to our dilemmas, or we respond with faith like the repentant thief and embrace our fellowship in Christ's travail for us. Significantly, in every circumstance, we learn from him what he learned for us in that moment, and we are able to fulfill the works of obedience that belong to our sonship. This is the fruit of resting in hope. We are being regenerated and our soul is being restored. We are joined to this timeless reality of the cross because he is I Am. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30, Romans chapter 6 verse 10, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 and 9, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, and John chapter 8 verse 28. For further study, Hebrews chapter 5.